The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What
is
though?
It that
we
give the people what they want? Ben Simmons just pulled up to the arena in Philadelphia unannounced, and Lamar Jackson led one of the most amazing historic comebacks that we've ever seen in Monday Night Football. But we start with the news about John Gruden. He has now resigned as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders after it has been revealed that he wrote emails that used misogynistic language, anti-gay language, some racially charged language. Jalen, what do you think of these developments about former head coach Gruden?
So I need you to be patient with me here, Jacoby, because you know I consider myself a fair-minded human being, and I like to measure twice and cut once. And so for me, you just acknowledged the level of people that he offended in his emails. Roger Goodell, women and gays in the NFL. Damaris Smith called a Michelin tire lips. On every different level, very offensive, multiple emails, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to do a distinguishing thing for you that's really important to me.
Okay.
Because I can't act like I don't view things different that happen in private versus happen in public. I don't look at DMs and tweets the way I look at emails and texts. They're different to me. Now, I'm going to give you a sense of context of what I mean. For John Gruden, in a position now of power, but he's always been a really powerful person, whether he was a coach in the NFL or an analyst, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was talking with other professional people. In this theory, the staff of Washington. So therefore, those are work emails. So there's a level of professionalism you have to have on those. I would see this a little bit different if he was emailing his brother or emailing his cousin. But since he was emailing a league official, I felt what he said about Damaris Smith should have got him disciplined. But you know what I never said? Fired. After the rest of the emails came out, you know the thing that's behind his name ain't fired. It's resigned. And the reason why I'm doing that distinction is because the reason why he's not the coach anymore, for me, probably isn't so much about the emails, because some people can say they happen 5 years ago, they happened 10 years ago, which they did. And I, like so many people, want to give others a chance to grow. However, I believe he was actually not allowed to continue with this job based on the backlash he was going to receive overall. Because initially, nothing was said. And so I'm not surprised that this course of action took place. And he was the highest paid coach in the NFL on a storied franchise that just moved to Las Vegas. They could now have him indirectly, like Urban Meyer with the Jaguars, be the face of something so very negative and offensive to so many people.
I think that's really well put, Mr. Rose. And what this whole saga has really shown me is something that we've discussed a lot over the course of the 10 years we've been doing the show, is there's your public persona and there's who you are in private. And John Gruden's reputation, his public persona, you watch Hard Knocks, you see him as an analyst at ESPN, he just seems like a happy-go-lucky leadership type of a guy. But then in private, we get a little peek into how he really feels through this investigation into the Washington football team's culture, and when these emails were revealed to the Journal and the New York Times, is you see that underneath that, there still is this misogyny anti-gay sentiments, and there were other racially charged things that he said. So it really is indicative of this underlying feeling, this underlying belief that still needs to be cleansed out of our system and out of our society and, frankly, out of football. So, Jalen, what do you think happens next with this story?
Well, I think that because he's accomplished so very much and made so very much money, it's not like he's going to fall back, in theory, into a TV job. He obviously can and would be able to do a level of media if he chose to. You know how I am about the quote-unquote cancel culture, and I'm not a fan of that. So I don't think now he should be ostracized from society, per se, but I do feel like when you say what he said on a professional email and you coach and you lead in a league that's primarily black, and a lot of the people that you offended, you now have to work with in a powerful position, I think that's what leads to him not being affiliated with the NFL any longer.
And now we know how he really feels. Now we know how John Gruden really feels and how he really discusses and the language that he really uses when the microphones are not attached to him. And this saga overshadowed what was a great night of football on Monday night, because Lamar Jackson was absolutely explosive. Lamar Jackson was explosive in the second half. He came out. They were down 22-3. In my mind, watching the game in my couch, this game was over to me. I started thinking about other things, changing the channel, and then all of a sudden, one touchdown to Andrews, another touchdown to Andrews, and then in overtime, Lamar Jackson leads them down the field to win the game. Jalen, what do you think about this historic performance from Lamar last night?
I just want to acknowledge diversity. In the year Lamar Jackson was drafted, I think four or five quarterbacks went ahead of him, and I remember sitting on Get Up after I watched Lamar just win the Heisman Trophy at Louisville, and I'm thinking, there might be a lot of people questioning how they feel Lamar does interviews, or they're trying to act like his mother's so hard to get in contact with because he didn't go with a traditional agent. And I said, the Hall of Fame tight end and front office general manager and president, who happens to be a brother, Ozzie Newsome, ain't gonna let him get past him. And coming into this year, you remember we was doing all these lists about who the best quarterback and who's elite in the game, and you and I kind of make sure we remind people that before Aaron Rodgers won MVP, then Lamar won the MVP the year prior to that, and he's only probably lost maybe 10 total games in his entire career. And you ready for this, Jacoby? The man's gotten better.
Yes.
They got some injuries to the run game. No problem. I'll show y'all I can pick people apart from the pocket. And let's just say, Andrews, rinse and repeat. Andrews, rinse and repeat. Andrews, rinse and repeat. Touchdown, two-point conversion. Another touchdown, two-point conversion. And what about Hollywood Brown? Now all of a sudden he's making plays. Lamar Jackson had 500 total yards rushing and passing in that football game, and they were trailing 22-3. It was outstanding to watch.
It really was. And there's that fumble that he had on the goal line where they ran it all the way back. Maybe it was a lateral, maybe it wasn't, but it really felt bad. It felt like, wow, the Ravens just don't have it tonight. They're not going to lose. They're going to get blown out by the Colts. And for him to turn around and do what he did, you mentioned something really important. Everybody talks about Lamar Jackson, the running ability, the juking ability. He didn't break off any 70-yard runs, no super highlight runs, got some first downs, but the pocket passing last night was amazing. He was 37 for 43. He dropped back to pass 43 times and only had six incompletions. What an amazing evening for him and the Ravens. And it wasn't just last night. Remember, all season long, the Ravens have been winning these really close games with comebacks. Oh, wait, you do remember, because one of those was in Detroit.
I know up close and personal. And by the way, when that play happened, I came on here and made sure I put elite respect on Lamar's name. And I got some people from the peanut gallery like, oh, yeah, he didn't have no pressure in his face. What would he do if they would have been rushing? I'll tell you what he would have been doing if they was rushing. It's called running, because nobody can stop him from doing that either.
Mm-hmm. and they beat the Chiefs. They went toe-to-toe with the Raiders in week one. This Ravens team has some really impressive wins on their roster.
Calais Campbell. Shout out to Calais Campbell.
They just happened to be
field goal.
Just happened to be playing the Los Angeles Chargers next week, and I can't wait for that one. You're going to be in New York City. We'll be watching that one together. And I expect you to come to New York because you told me you were coming to New York. Ben Simmons did not tell the 76ers he was coming to Philadelphia. Homeboy just showed up at the arena before their preseason game with the Nets to take his COVID test. The organization did expect him later in the week, but what do you think about him just showing up unexpected in Philly?
I just like seeing the public bromance of Woj and Doc Rivers, you know? They knew Ben Simmons was going to come. They just didn't know he was going to come to last night's game. As a matter of fact, if you really wanted to know if Ben Simmons was going to come, all you had to do was watch this show. That's all you had to do. You ain't have to fly to Philly. You ain't have to Google it. You ain't have to search it. I specifically said an all-NBA defender who's been an all-NBA performer that had donuts in the fourth quarter as the process got stumped by the Peace Up, A-Town Down Hawks. And Ben Simmons passed up a layup, a dunk against Trae Young. I know you always joke, yeah, but Thibault got fouled. It wasn't about that, Jacoby. It was about the lack of aggression. And It just showed you that psychologically, he knew that he didn't believe in himself. And as the game progressed, and we saw Doc post-game and Embiid post-game and Embiid this preseason, and we know how their fans felt. We just saw them boo him at the National Hockey League game. They all wanted him out of town. But you're not going to get the value for him if he doesn't come to camp in shape, if he doesn't play in the preseason, because you know what the new teams need to see? That he got his confidence back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the new teams need to see. And you know what else they need to see? Him be healthy. And so there will be a deal at some point, but returning to the team is the best path for both situations to get a deal done.
Jalen, when we get confused, what do? We just follow the money. And Ben Simmons has lost nearly $1 million just in these 2 weeks for not being there. All of a sudden, here he is in Philly. All of a sudden, how much did I lose? I'm sorry, wait, $1 million? Book me a flight to Philly. First class, economy, middle seats, whatever. Get me to Philly. I need to get in there and get the process of me getting my money back started. So, Jalen, do you think he actually plays games? He's there.
Yes.
He's going to get his money. So you think he actually plays games for the 76ers?
He has to play. He has to reclaim his value. That gets lost when you don't perform on the biggest stage, in particular against a surging injured Hawks team, including Trae Young, that bounced Daryl Morey, Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons from the playoffs. He got to come back and show his face, dog. Just like when Kawhi went around him and Ben, with him and Joel, and made the shot, you got to come back. Now, when you come back, I know the kind of player that he is. You know how much I like his game. He just can't be the primary point guard in your half-court offense if he's not going to attempt shots outside of the paint. That's his only flaw in his game. Doesn't take shots outside of the paint? That's one. Doesn't make free throws? That's two. Doesn't make threes? That's three. But other than that, he's a great player. And he's a terrific performer. He's going to go somewhere else and get numbers, but he got to start doing that in Philly this year in order for them to get some value to actually move him.
Well, Jalen, you know I love drama, so I'll be watching all the body language, whether or not he gets high fives from his teammates. I would love just to see that interaction when he walks onto the court for the first time with his 76ers teammates.
This is about to be like Method Man. They're going to be feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you. Tobias already got his bread. Joel already got his bread. So did Doc and Morey. Now they're going to feed him to try to boost his value so they can actually move him. That's how this game works.
Every time the point guard looks at Doc Rivers, he's like, run another play for Ben. Run another play for Ben. We got to get his numbers up. Well, Ben Simmons will be playing for the 76ers, according to Jalen Rose. But will Kyrie Irving be playing for the Nets? We have yet another development of what might happen this season with Kyrie Irving. Stay tuned for that. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we have an update on the status of Kyrie Irving. There was some discussion that maybe he would practice with the team, maybe only play road games. Well, the Nets have put out a statement saying that he will not practice or play with the team unless he's a full participant, meaning he's available to play in all the games, and he cannot at this juncture play in many games because of his vaccination status. Jalen, what do you think this will change about Kyrie and his relationship with the Nets?
Shout to Mobb Deep. Rest in peace, Prodigy. Shout to Havoc. One of our favorite groups once taught us, ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. In a lot of ways, for his teammates and coaching staff, this could be considered self-inflicted because it's a decision that he can make to choose to get vaccinated or not. And since he's chosen not to, it's now their decision to say if we want you 100% or not at all. Because a halfway participant, Jacoby, and by the way, Kyrie's game improved last year. You see him now dunking on people. I remember at the Pistons game, I told you, I was looking at his feet. I was like, is that Kobe Bryant on the post? He has a terrific left hand. Like, with him in the lineup, I can't wait to actually watch their big three play over 20 games together. But without him in the lineup, I anticipate their goals won't happen of winning the Eastern Conference in particular. He's that talented. He's that valuable.
And we always say, like the Ben Simmons situation, follow the money. If he does not play or participate, he still gets around half of his salary, which will be about $17 million. And some tells me he's not going to get vaccinated. If he was going to get vaccinated, he would have already done it. So I can see this playing out as Kyrie Irving not with the Brooklyn Nets. You and I have differing opinions about how that changes the Nets' goals and our predictions for how successful they will be. However, I do not think that Kyrie Irving will play basketball for the Nets unless the mandatory vaccination status to enter Barclays changes.
Do you think they should trade him? I don't think you can. I don't think there's a player that you're going to get the kind of value in return for a dynamic scorer, playmaker, champion, seasoned veteran like Kyrie Irving. Like, one of the beauties I like about him actually playing with Harden and KD is since Harden's game matured to the point where he can, in theory, be the primary ball handler and be a triple-double threat, that allowed Kyrie to be focused strictly on scoring, not necessarily running the team. And KD gonna get his anyway. He's Iceberg Slim shooting trays from the suburbs. So James took the seat back, balanced his game. And so that's what I liked about their big three. Jacoby, I'm trying to tell you, without Kyrie Irving in the lineup, you ain't winning the East. I'm not gonna be able to do it.
You and I disagree
been
about
wrong
that.
Before. We'll
you
see.
You and I disagree about that. But in the Nets statement, they did say they respect his right to choose, and he does have the right to choose whether or not to get vaccinated. But just for the game, just for basketball, just for the fans, I really want to see these three players play together at the same time. It just seems like we get robbed of that every opportunity that we get to see it. And somebody tells me we will not see it all year long. There'll be much more updates on Kyrie, I am sure. However, something very interesting happened at the Steelers game at Heinz Field. A fan went on the field and spread the ashes of a family member on the field. However, there's some reports from other fans saying that the ashes got not only on them, but in their food. Jalen, what do you think about this man going on the field and spreading his family member's ashes on Heinz Field?
As you know, I'm a human being of strong faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lost some really close people to me over the last couple of years or so. So I've actually had to think about a burial with a casket versus being cremated. And the more I see stories like this, it made me decide, y'all ain't playing with my ashes, dog. Put it all in the ground with me. I'm like Drake and Rick Ross. You know, when I die, I put my money in the grave. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't gonna be playing with my ashes.
Well, I'm sure that this person wanted to be in Heinz Field. I think that's a great sort of gesture and place for them. But don't put it in my food. You know, it's like, just put it on the ground. Like, how did it get in my food? If I was eating nachos and all of a sudden I had some human remains up in my
That would really, really bother me.
Jalen,
reckless.
When we come back, we will celebrate my Die Easy fandom of the Boston Red Sox, who I have readopted as my team because they are now successful in the postseason. We'll watch Kike Hernandez walk off sacrifice fly right after this. Stay tuned.
It feels so good.
The NBA season is upon us. The preseason rolls on ESPN Wednesday, 6:30. It is Doncic against my guy, LaMelo Ball. Hornets, Mavs, 6:30, ESPN, Wednesday night. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Last night, it didn't go over the monster, but it went far enough to score the winning run and to put my newfound love of the Red Sox on Front Street as they head into
this?
The ALCS. Oh, we're doing this.
Oh, I feel like Cuban boys
this.
In the hood. Is there a problem here?
Is there a problem this. Here? I will jump on a bandwagon like nobody else in the industry. You know I've been jumping on bandwagons against my hometown team. I am 10 toes down on the bandwagon for this Red Sox team that beat the Yankees in a one-game series. Not that that was enough, but now they beat the Tampa Bay Rays. What an exciting time in Fenway. Jalen Rose, I was really impressed with J.R. Smith's golf swing. He played in his first golf tournament for North Carolina A&T, and he looked good out there, Jalen. He looked like you at your golf tournament for JRLA.
Yeah, okay. I'm happy that he's back on a collegiate campus looking to get his degree. That's what I'm gonna focus on. Congratulations, JR. But when I watch him play golf, to be honest, it's like when I was in the league playing against high school players. It's like he should be better. He's more experienced and he's richer.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for you, our podcast listeners. Jalen.
What up, though?
You know Urban Meyer is so happy about the John Gruden thing because no one's talking about Urban Meyer anymore. And in my professional life, where do I like to keep the expectations?
Get low.
I always like my expectations as low as possible. And there's a report that Urban Meyer sets a goal for his team to have 250 passing yards. Okay, you should be able to do that. You got Trevor Lawrence. And 250 running yards every game. Why would you do this if you're Urban Meyer?
For us bettors out there now, Robinson going to get you a touchdown and flirt with 100 yards. I'm just going to put that out there. But the 250 and 250 is just so far-fetched and unrealistic. Teams with Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray aren't doing that.
No one's done it this entire year.
Patrick Mahomes isn't doing that.
You got Derrick Henry, you're not doing that.
And so like you're really taxing the expectations of these human beings that you're now leading an 0-5 football team and didn't fly back from Ohio with the squad so you can spend time with the grandkids.
Well, there's also this thing after the game where he was saying that he didn't call a QB sneak because Trevor Lawrence wasn't comfortable with the QB sneak. They asked Trevor Lawrence about it, and Trevor Lawrence was like, what are you talking about? It seems like he's just mismanaging things every step of the way. I mean, why would you put your lips and say that your quarterback's not comfortable with a QB sneak?
Well, it's the version of now everything he says is going to get clapped back. That's all. That's when you lost the respect. So he'll be the face of their dysfunction. And the way you said Urban was happy about Gruden, the Lions are happy about the Jaguars.
The Lions have been in some games, though. Like, this, like, you know, it's not always what you do, it's how you do it. The Lions have been in some games.
The Lions had a lead on the Packers. You hear us getting a moral victory?
The Lions are like 2-3 with, if you include moral victories. They're 0-5 with on the scoreboard, but they're 2-3 with moral victories.
Let's admit, the first 30 years of your life, you had zero reason to pay attention to Lions football other than Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. I get it. And so now, you get a chance to get exposed more to the greatness of their history. You know, like Eric Hipple and Gary Danielson and Al Bubble Baker and Herman Moore. You know, I just turn you on to Jerry Ball. Like, I started, like, Benny Blaze, Night Train Lane.
Jalen, at some point, you know that the powers that be at the NFL and their fancy conference room, catered meals, and they're sitting there, they're being like, at what point are we going to take the Lions off of Thanksgiving games? Like, at what point? Like, it's seriously. The conversation has to be had. Do you think the Lions deserve a Thanksgiving game every year?
Well, there's always something to be said for when Detroit comes with something and we get the rest of the world to follow.
What?
They're grandfathered in on Thanksgiving because they were the first team to do it with the Dallas Cowboys. So they're grandfathered in. So now the NFL is actually playing football games on Thursday. I remember a time in my life when I used to be watching the NFL and it was more physical and big hits were more celebrated and allowed. I remember thinking, man, they only get 6 days in between games to recover. Now, it's like the farming industry. It's just mass produced now. Sunday, Thursday, Monday, rinse and repeat. During the pandemic, there was one team played like 3 games in like 10 days or something.
Yeah. Well, when the games were getting delayed because of COVID violations, they had like a Tuesday night game. I was like, I kind of like this. I can't lie.
Tuesday night games.
Yeah, I was like, that's it.
Saturday night games.
Well, Saturday, you know, when college football goes away, they start doing Saturdays. I like that. I like that a lot. And they just do a couple games on Saturday, rest of the games on Sunday. I support it. Well, Urban Meyer.
We'll be there next year. We'll be patrons at his spot next year. We'll go support his spot.
Oh, I want to go to the Pint House. Does Michigan play in Columbus this year? I want to go to the Pint House.
Next year.
I'm being serious, though. We need to go to a Lions game, dog. We need to go to a Lions game. I can get you tickets. Jalen, I can get you tickets. Don't worry about it. I know a guy. Let me just see here.
The Bengals
this Sunday. Nope. The Eagles is on Halloween. You gotta take the kids trick-or-treating.
Oh, you know what? How about this? Next Sunday, I do want you to go to a football game with me.
Mm-mm.
But it ain't gonna be in Detroit. NFL game.
Oh, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. Let me just look up their schedule because I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's right.
So next Sunday would be the 24th, and that is the Atlanta Falcons going to Miami to play the Dolphins. Are my instincts correct?
I love you so very much. It's only 32 teams in the league. I eliminated one, and my brother zeroed in on the
end. I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh, I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
Because there's a gentleman who's from the northwest side of Detroit, who also attended the University of Michigan, who has a business school at the University of Michigan, who's adding another one in downtown Detroit, who also just built Hudson Yard in Manhattan. My good friend, Stephen Ross.
Hold up though. Don't you think the culture in Stephen Ross's suite is gonna be a little different than the Conway Machine Drumwork suite? I'm gonna have to be appropriate.
I'm gonna have to be
versatility.
Appropriate. Yeah, I'm gonna have to be appropriate this time. I can't jump through a table in the tailgate, you know?
Well, here's the only distinction. The only distinction, you can still jump through a table and enjoy the game per se. Here's the only distinction between the two. It's like being a DJ. It's just, you gotta play the music for that audience. It doesn't mean that one doesn't like the other's music, it just each has a preference. And mm-hmm. So when we're with the owner of the team and we're in his suite, we just can't be drinking from the tequila bottle.
Yeah, probably less shots.
When the game starts.
Probably less shots.
You know what I mean?
Probably more. Yeah, I know how to adjust and adapt. And then you know what, Mr. Rose?
You know what to do. I know what to do.
And you know what? Let's fly in on Saturday and enjoy ourselves. And let's go to Prime 112. I went there with my wife on a date. Everybody that worked there came over and just asked about Jalen. I'm like, how many times has this dude been in this restaurant? Busboys, owners, bartenders. But they didn't say like, oh, hey, Jacoby, I recognize you from the show, whatever. Like, I'll sit down and order a drink. They're like, so is Jalen coming? How's Jalen? I'm just like, okay. I'm gonna say my name. Like, how much money have you spent in that place, dog? They moved me to a different table. You know what I mean? Like, we had this one table, and they moved me and my wife. My wife was literally like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I think all you have to do is just like, once I've texted Jalen, you get VIP treatment in this place.
No question. Family affair.
Sending desserts over, like, just me and my wife. They're like, here's three desserts. I'm like, that's a lot of, I don't usually even eat dessert, but sure, whatever.
You know, since this is the final quarter of the year.
You have no idea where we are in the calendar year, Jalen. We've established this.
Yes, since we lost our summer, right? There's gonna be a couple of things that we should do before the new year. You know, we should consider going to that game.
I'll go.
There might be an international opportunity. Stay tuned. That might happen in November.
Would love that.
And then we got to do something in December.
We have to have every year,
we
Jalen,
definitely,
one thing
Red the Ledge is right. We need to go to LA too.
I'll go to LA.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
One thing that we've always done is you know, unfortunately because of COVID and all that, and also corporations, you can't really have like a true Christmas party, but you and I have always had like a little individual Christmas party. We got to do that again this year. Moving on, Mr. Rose, to some great news. LiAngelo Ball signed a G League contract. He's an official NBA basketball player, meaning that all three Ball brothers are now in the NBA in one form or another. Great news.
Shout to them. And by the way, not just in the league. Like, Lonzo can hit that three ball now.
Yo, Lonzo
and he just
great
got a
preseason.
Big deal with the Bulls. And they're going to be exciting to watch with Caruso, and DeRozan, and LaVine. Like,
Vucevic.
They just got a living, breathing GM.
Mm-hmm.
You see how fast it happened?
Yeah.
All right, this has got somebody that actually can make decisions and has relationships.
Wow.
And let's talk about nephew, LaMelo. You know what? Did you get the package I sent you?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
Tell the people what package I sent you.
I think they're called the Melo LaMelo Ones. And they are a new Puma basketball sneaker. I put them on. They feel great. They feel like Crocs.
So aerodynamic. Mm,
yeah. They feel great. Bright red. It was just a great sneaker, and I appreciate that very much, Mr. Rose. And I'm going to play some pickup basketball today, and I'm going to rock those today outside in New York City. Come pull up.
Shout to Coach Lil Bro. Manager, agent, OG, Jermaine Jackson, who put the box together for both of us. Mm. All I know is this. I was rocking them, right? And I was like, don't normally like to wear basketball shoes to sport. You know, I've been doing this a long time. And how basketball shoes looked versus what athletes wanted to sport really didn't start to get highlighted until Jordans. How like, all right, you can hoop in a shoe and rock a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can hoop in these and rock these. You see, I posted in them. I'm like, these cold. I'm like, I'm about to rock these. So shout to LaMelo, who only had 19, 8, and 7. Little work last night in the preseason game. You see that underhand diamond through?
That pass. Ooh, yeah, of course I did. You think I'm missing LaMelo Ball highlights out here? That was a little Patrick Mahomes, left-handed
yes.
too.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes left-handed, laser. Little scoop.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I love it.
Somebody need to clip that. We need to be showing that on the show like the MB dunk. I love that so much.
Yeah, no, man. But he gives you that every time he takes the floor. Jalen, I saw a video.
And shout to their brother, who, as you mentioned, going to the G League. Three pros that are brothers. And they're not the only trio of brothers in the league, by the way, playing pro ball. Correct. It's a couple of more. The Plumlees had a run.
Plumlees, I don't think they're currently in the league. I think the Plumlees are one of those players that you're like, oh, he's not in the league anymore? Where'd Mason Plumlee go?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Rose, I saw a video from the Panthers-Eagles game that we're not allowed to show on the TV show. And it is a video of two people in the bathroom in a stall, one male, one female. Stall is approached by three police officers, and they take them out of the stall and put the gentleman in handcuffs. Now, I want to say a caveat. If this young woman is underage and that was a crime, then absolutely, by all means, prosecute that person to the full extent of the law. However, if they're both consenting adults, if you're the cops, can't you just tell them to get out the bathroom? Like, do we really need to get handcuffs and charges involved in this? If they want to have a little bathroom episode.
So I have important questions I need to ask. I have some journalistic integrity I need to protect on topics like this. So I need to know. I need to know extreme level of, detail on a couple of things. One. So they were in the male bathroom.
Yes, the men's bathroom.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it would have happened in reverse if they were in the women's bathroom?
I think it's more alarming for a man to be in the women's bathroom than a woman to be in the man's bathroom. You know what I mean? That's like a fox in a chicken coop kind of a vibe, you know?
Based on how the people that may run into you are going to respond.
Yeah, like I don't think dudes are gonna be upset that there's a female in the men's bathroom, but like the women,
like, yeah, get it? They're gonna be helping you out.
Oh yeah, they were cheering, filming and cheering. Like there was more cameras on this bathroom escapade than there were on the Monday Night Football game last night.
So the reason why I bring that part up is because if they were in the women's bathroom, they would have also dragged him out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one, and that's foul. Number two, is that illegal?
I think technically it is illegal to enter the gender stuff gets so crazy in 2021, but I don't think you're allowed to be a female in a men's bathroom. I don't think that's allowed.
Got it.
But well, like, it seems to me, if you watch the video, it just seems like the police overreacted.
Break it up and keep it moving.
Like, what are you guys doing? Like, why are you wasting your time and energy on this? This dude doesn't need to be handcuffed. But, and also, whoever brought it to the attention of the authorities, that's like the person who was filming Urban. Like, you don't get exposed enough.
Correct. Hey, officer,
there's a male and a female in a stall in the bathroom. Like, why are you taking your time and energy?
I don't know what to do.
Why are you taking your time and energy to bring it to the attention of the authorities? Squares. Man, Carolina does have a checkered history when it comes to bathrooms. Moving on. Mr. Rose, we always say we get the people they want. Part of that is hearing from the people. We love to get voicemails from you, our listeners. If you call 985-80-JALEN, we can get on the show. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail and we'll put them on the show just like this.
Shout out Red to Ledge. I'm from Michigan, just like Jalen, but I look like Jacoby. And I have a serious question for y'all. But before I get to my question, it's free Urban Meyer until it's backwards, okay? Free Urban Meyer until it's backwards. But my question is, I gave this girl a toothbrush at the curb to be polite. And now I'm wondering if I miscommunicated something by giving her the toothbrush. And I think y'all get what I'm saying. So, did I invite something into my life by mistake? By doing so? But, all right. Peace and love. Get back to me. And keep giving the people what they want.
Wow. First of all, thank you so much for the call. But I got to tell you something, dog. A toothbrush to certain women might as well be an engagement ring. You know, like a toothbrush in the crib to certain women, it might as well be an engagement ring. Like, I don't know if you know that, like, the second she left the crib, she called up her homegirl and was like, he gave me a toothbrush. It's officially on. It's a countdown. Start picking the bridesmaid dresses. What color do you want to be? Topal? Little coral? Like it's that is how she reacted to that. And I don't know exactly who she is, but there are certain women that will take that gesture that you think is just being polite and being efficient so she didn't have funky breath in the morning, and they will run with that one all the way to the altar.
So call 98580-JALEN. You can't get on the show if you don't shout the OG Reg the Ledge. It's mandatory that you do that. A couple of things. I think your description is the old model vehicle. I really do.
Okay.
I really do. I see you right now with a flip phone. I see you with a pager. I see it. I see you with a gas guzzler.
I haven't been on a date in 20 years, dog. I don't date. I've been with the same girl for 2 decades. I've been with my lady twice as long as I've been with you.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. Now possession ain't 9/10 of the law. Not no more. That's just an item for that moment. You throw that straight in the garbage. She ain't gonna think nothing about it. You don't think nothing about it.
What if he got like a Kirkland Costco toothbrush thing, like 35 toothbrushes in a jar? Right. He's like, here, this one's for you.
So let me ask you, what are you doing? Like, I guess I can't use her as an example.
whatever you're about to do, don't do it.
All right. So. You're what you're doing? Keeping souvenirs? Are you trying to walk in? So how many days a week do you anticipate her coming by? Like, so does she actually need a toothbrush, or were you subliminally trying to tie her down?
It seems like
one catching feelings fast and trying to give her a toothbrush.
Everybody walking God's green earth has done the finger brush. You know what I mean? We've all done it. The finger brush and swish and spit. Like we've all done it. You know, it's not as thorough as a toothbrush, but at least your mouth won't taste bad in the morning if you want to get some morning action.
David, I hate to break it to you.
Good.
You can get a pack of 10 toothbrushes for $3.
Of course.
It has zero to do with the physical toothbrush. It's the attachment. You're talking one end of the attachment that because he gave her that, she might feel some type of way and go call her girlfriends about it. And what I'm telling you, she gonna come back over your spot, especially if you ain't the only dude that she's texting or DMing or calling or going to their house. She's gonna now come back to your house. And now you're the one acting whip. So in summary, just play it cool. That's how you do it. She don't need a toothbrush at your spot. And just like you don't have one at her spot. Buy a pack, and when you have guests come by, let them use a fresh one and just throw it away when they leave. Problem solved.
Do you think Derek Jeter really had gift baskets?
Yes. That's a classy gentleman thing to do. Maybe like in a lifetime, I did something like that before.
Like a wicker basket with a handle with some like charcuterie in there and like some scented candles and just like
hey, dog. To send you home with. Hey, dog, let me tell you about, hey, man, a gentleman from Michigan, man, that's how we do it from the mitten, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it, dog. You know what I'm saying? We're gentlemen.
I'm not going to ask any follow-up questions. Play another voicemail, Reg.
Top of the morning, everybody. Shout out, Reg. I got some workout questions. Trying to better myself, get back in the gym. But anxiety is one thing. I think workout anxiety is a whole other thing. Gym anxiety is a whole other beast. Because some of these other gym goers are fit and attractive. Some of these other gym goers are looking at me while I'm exercising. And I'm getting distracted, like losing form, worried about how I'm looking to other people doing, you know. So what are some tips for the gym? How big should my water bottle be? You know, what kind of snacks, you know? All right, peace and love.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love.
You come to
the right place.
Here's the thing is you can't act like you don't notice how someone else works out or how much weight they got on the bench or what they're curling or this or that. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm this self-actualized perfect person that doesn't get bothered by the activities of the people around me. But don't be insecure, man. You're there on your own journey. They're on their journey. Dude, don't get worried about the way people are looking at you. It's kind of like when I shoot around, when I'm shooting around at pickup and I miss a bunch of shots, I get nervous about whether someone saw or whatever. It's just like, you know what, man? Just do your thing. You're there to improve yourself. Those people ain't going home with you. You know, those people, you don't even know their names. Don't worry about that. That just sounds like anxiety and insecurity, which is something that people have to deal with. But at the gym, a couple other things. You don't need a snack at the gym. You don't need a snack. And you don't need to spend more than 50 minutes in there. Like, if you're one of those three-hour gym guys, like, you're hustling backwards. So that's my advice for this young man.
Snack at the gym, soft move, unless you're just coming back from work or you got something in your backpack or something like that. But I agree with that. You ain't trying to be sitting in the locker room having no 5-10 minute meal. You're only doing that after if you go to one of those luxurious gyms so you can try to meet someone that you're attracted to that you've seen working out. That's how you play that. The other thing is this. So, use as many towels as you want. Unlike Jacoby, who said you should be there 50 minutes, your workout should be less than an hour, but still take advantage of the facilities if they have them. In particular, a sauna and a steam. Why would you not? All day, use their towels. It's like eating somewhere else and not having to do the dishes. Take advantage of that. That comes with it. And the other thing is, run your race. This has nothing to do with the gym. This is a life trait.
Preach.
You can't necessarily always look to compare yourself to other people because you never know what sacrifices they've made in order to, in your eyes, appear better or more productive than you are. But here's the other thing that I want to say that's going to give you extra confidence. You don't know what enhancements or cheating they're doing either that you might not be willing to do. Some supplements they might be taking or some pills they might be taking or some surgeries they may be doing. So just run your race and you're there to be better. And here's another reason and last reason why you shouldn't be insecure if you're going to the gym consistently. Because if you and somebody else checking each other out, guess what they get to see? Your progress.
Run your race. It's great advice from Jalen Rose. We'll be running another race tomorrow because we're here every day to give the people what they want. Why is that, Jalen Anthony
Rose?
We're not done.
You was average on the 1 and 2s today, Reg.
Wow!
We are.
Whoa, hold up. Oh, see, now Jalen's taking off his microphone trying to get out of the studio. Out of nowhere. Just out of nowhere. See, oh, Jalen already took the mic off. He don't want to talk no more.
I tried to throw Reg a lob. I'll say, oh, you got to make sure you shout Reg, the OG Reg the Ledge. He's talking in my ear. He ain't up it or nothing.
He said you're average. Because I always get on Reg's case behind the scenes. Like, me and Reggie got one of the, you know, a famous Jacoby relationship where I make fun of my friends, the people I love. And Jalen's always like the Switzerland on everything, trying to compliment Reg and all of that. Like, he never comes for Reg. Jalen never comes for anybody. And then all of a sudden, he says at the end of the show, at the very end of the show, he tried to sneak in a little diss of Reg at the end. You've changed, dog. We need to talk, Jalen. You've changed. You okay?
You know what we gotta do? You know what's gonna be dope? I just wanted to give Reg love. That's one. Two, he thought about something. Since I'm gonna be doing Countdown on Wednesdays and Fridays in New York, those Monday, Tuesday shows, we should do stuff. Do shows in L.A., do shows in Detroit, do wherever you want to do them, David sure. Jacoby, and wherever the people want us to come. Where should we come and why? 98580J. This is the extended mix. This is when Kanye was really in the studio. You remember on his first album? I think it was College Dropout. You listen like 22 songs, and I just sit there for like a minute and a half for that last song to come on. That's what y'all getting right now. We're not done. We're not done. We are.
Great job, Reg.
Done.
Great job, Reg.